Hello? You there in the car. Listen, if I was a cop, I'd pull you over and ask to see your insurance. Woo! I bet that would scare the heck out of you. But seriously, I still want you to get your insurance papers out. Whoa! That's ridiculous! Look, we all have cars. That means insurance. But newsflash, you don't have to pay a fortune for it. What smart people all over the United States are doing is saving hundreds of dollars hauling AIS insurance. Some of you could be saving up to $600 a year. Maybe with an extra $600, you can get your car washed at least once a month. I mean, come on, look at it. Look, my job is to help you save money on your car insurance. So pick up the phone, call AIS Insurance right now, and get your car washed, please. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744. That's 800-756-3744.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha ha! The Video Game Review. Yeah! The Video Game Review. What what? The Video Game Review. Ha! The Video Game Review. What what what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come on, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
Alrighty then, thank you for that, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I'm your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, based in San Francisco, California, or as we say out here, San Francisco, California. We got southern accents in San Francisco now, if you didn't notice. I'm Rick Tittle. For the next hour, we will talk video games, and I know we're on all these sports talk networks, so it's not just sports video games, it's all video games, and after an hour, we'll get back to your 6 days and 23 hours per week of sports talk. But for the next, 52 and a half minutes, we will talk about video games, everything in between. I don't make them. I wouldn't know how to make them. You take off the top of a console, I see that motherboard, that circuitry. I have no idea what's going on. I'm stupid. But I know what I like game-wise, and I judge games on one criterion. Are they fun? If they are, we'll play them. So let's talk about them. 1-800-878-PLAY. That number works all over the lower and contiguous United States of America. 1-800-878-PLAY. Overseas and domestically, American Forces Radio Network, Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, Space Force, Delta Force, whoever you're with, you're doing a great job. Stay safe. Come home soon. Keep up the good work. Hope we see you at home very, very soon. Did I say that? Also, on the internet, we stream through sportsbyline.com. Go there. Click listen live. If you want to win the game, I'm going to give away at 40 after. That's just over a half hour. Send your answers to my very simple question to the address rick@sportsbyline.com. Cheat code at the end of the show, send that to rick@sportsbyline.com. We also are on sbnationlive.com. So we're on SB Nation out of Houston, Texas. They do talk like that down there. Also, on CRN Digital Plus 2, the cable radio network channel 2, your cable providers, 35 million homes. TuneIn radio app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Angry Birds, not so much. But you can get that as well. Also, you can check me out on social media, Tiddling Sports. Now the music just got really loud. I can't even hear myself. And the Twitter is... Why does it come up like that? And the Twitter is at Rick Tittle. We got an hour. Come on back.
Let's say life knocks on your door. And you need money to live on or pay bills. What do you do? Would your life be better if you were able to take the equity you've built in your home and spend it any way you want? Here's an idea. Call EasyKnock. They can help you convert the equity in your home into cash in just a few days. If your home is worth $100,000 or more, EasyKnock will buy it from you. You get the money you need, and you stay in your home as a renter. Plus, depending on your program, you can buy it back at any time. If you think you might not qualify, remember, they can say yes when your bank says no. Call EasyKnock now and get the cash you need out of your home.
EasyKnock is not a lender. Its products are not available in all markets. Terms and conditions apply.
800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. 800-245-9187. That's 800-245-9187.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Have you ever wished the student athlete in your family could play baseball against teams in the Caribbean? Well, now they can set sail and do just that with Team Avenue Baseball on one of its iconic Caribbean cruise camps. That's right. If they love baseball and want an experience they'll never forget, then you need to visit TeamAvenueBaseball.com right now. Founded by former pro ball players, TeamAvenueBaseball.com will lead to the baseball adventure of a lifetime. So check out TeamAvenueBaseball.com.
Do you have no credit or bad credit? Well, now it's no problem with YourCreditPulse.com. Our experts have the comprehensive knowledge to help you aggressively navigate and remove any irregularities from your credit report. YourCreditPulse.com is the solution you've been looking for, from buying a house or a car or securing your next personal or small business loan. All you have to do to get started with a confidential and free consultation is go to our website at YourCreditPulse.com now. So, get in the good credit game at YourCreditPulse.com.
The Video Game Review.
What you get, we're here for you. Talk some video games. 1-800-878-PLAY. 1-800-878-7529. What's going on in Billings, Montana? What's going on in New Braunfels, Texas? What's going on in Las Vegas, Nevada? What's going on in Greensboro, North Carolina? Well, you tell me, wherever your affiliate is or however you're catching the show. We'd love to have you. I've always said, it's a good transition, by the way, a segue just to go, I've always said that video games are, they're for fun, they're for entertainment, and you can use all the cheat codes you want unless you're in direct competition with somebody else that doesn't know you're cheating. But if you're playing by yourself and you want to go ahead, I mean, some people brag about their trophies. I never have. Not that I got a million of them, but, you know, a lot of them are like the SATs. You write your name and get 200 points, whatever. But yeah, they're just for entertainment. And if cheating makes the game more fun, then go ahead. This is why I try to avoid Grand Theft Auto games, because I know as soon as I get it, you know, I try to do these missions and I sit through all the cinematics and guys talking all cool and talking street. And then I just put in a code and get a helicopter and just bomb everybody. But there are some times when games cross over into a world where I'm like, that looks fun, but what the hell is going on? Now, when it comes to first-person, I'll tell you my point now. First-person shooters, there is no more arcade feel to it than Call of Duty. That's just what they do. They're much more, it's not Arma, you know, it's not even Battlefield. It's just spawn, kill, kill, die, 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 spawn, spawn, kill, kill, spawn, kill, die, 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 spawn, kill. It's just... And then you can have these ridiculous outfits. You can run around looking like Jigsaw. You can, you know, have pink tiger stripes on your gun. You can wear ridiculous outfits. You can have futuristic guns, whatever it is. But it's what it is. It's just arcade fun for your house. And that's great. But when I saw what's coming out on May the 11th for Call of Duty is something called Operation Monarch. And what it is you fight against King Kong and Godzilla. Now, this is a war zone event. So this means the Battle Royale. And I am not a Battle Royale guy at all. I'll play multiplayer. I'll play campaign, mostly multiplayer. You know, TDM, stuff like that. But the latest Warzone event is revealed, and you'll find yourself on the island of Caldera. And it's a kaiju crossover with the moniker Operation Monarch, which is a reference to the mysterious mega corporation from the modern American film series. Legendary Pictures blockbuster Godzilla vs. Kong was one of the biggest hits of last year, and now they're throwing it in your favorite FPS. So Infinity Ward hasn't revealed everything that's going to come in, but it will begin on, as I mentioned, May 11th. And so there have been various teasers and trailers dropped, and people have already noticed some new weapons, the B-11, 08, rifle. But one of the teasers featured just an overhead drone capturing footage of Caldera's surface, saying, "Oh, from up here, it looks like it's about 30 meters wide." And then, what happened? Godzilla or Kong swatted you out of the air? Seems like it. There's a dark mine shaft, but I guess Godzilla and King Kong are going to feature as stage hazards or aesthetic details or whatever it's going to be. I mean, you think about Apex Legends game mats, those dinosaurs kind of do that. But I think some new weapons are going to be introduced. There's one that glows with the distinctive blue energy of Godzilla's radioactive breath. Is that the Godzilla gun? You know, some of these kits have the kaiju killing tools as well, which would be also another one that I think would be pretty interesting as well. But it's funny, I saw an article in the summer of the top five weapons being used right now. MP5 is number five. The XM4 was number four. Hey, five and four. The Milano, believe it or not, Petrich Farm Cookie, that was three. The PKM, and you know what, it's funny, the PKM is just, you talk about light machine guns, Soviet style, this is one of the first ones you earn, so it does, I mean, it's a good weapon, but the C58 is the number one gun being used right now, which I found a little bit surprising, to tell you the truth. So it's the kind of thing where you say, well, do you really want Godzilla in your game? And the answer is, well, hell yeah. Why wouldn't you want an island in Warzone where Godzilla is walking around? You'd have to be crazy not to want that. But then again, you're playing with conventional weapons, and you kind of think, well, you know, I want to. Look, Call of Duty has never been that way. Do you remember, it wasn't that many Call of Duties ago, was it a Black Ops game, I think, where you had the little jetpack type of thing. It was like part of your like skeletal structure, and you wore it behind you, and you could jump in midair and stay up there for a while. And the thing that was maddening is that people would jump in midair and then shoot you and instantly hit you, even if you had a bead on them. And the two things that drive me personally crazy about Call of Duty is that someone jumps and then they don't take damage which makes no sense. And the other one that kills me the most is Quickscope, where you walk into a room and there are five guys 5 feet in front of you, and you shoot them all with a scope rifle, having brought the scope up to your eyeball and then shooting all in the same motion three times in a row. So I don't know. It's funny. My first reaction was, come on, man. Can we just play a game? But on the other hand, it's Warzone. You know, I think the most intriguing part of Call of Duty Warzone is when you go to the gulag. And what does that mean? Well, it means you get killed. And then you go up against somebody, usually like in a dirty bathroom, and you have to find out what your weapon is. And you go head to head and you get one shot. You kill that dude, you respawn once. You get one shot to respawn. And usually as soon as you land, you get killed again. I think I would be more interested in Warzone if it didn't take 5 hours to load every time. Because one of the cool things about Call of Duty when you play multiplayer is you respawn almost immediately. And then it's the antithesis of that when you get into Warzone. So, as I mentioned, May 11th, and you'll be able to check it out and get into the... Is that a bad... Rick, did you have a bad piece of fish? You have a searing abdominal cramp. That was my poor attempt at Godzilla. I think it's time for a commercial break. We'll do that, and we will come on back. Lines are available. 1-800-878-PLAY. This is the Video Game Review.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Are you looking to start a business? From side hustles to major business opportunity? Franchise 123 connects franchise buyers with sellers. And we have over 4,000 franchises for you to choose from. In one simple 30-second call, our live agents will sign you up to the platform. This is not a hard sales call either. We give you free access to our database. Yes, free access. No cost. We are the largest online franchise database in the world. You can find 95% of all businesses. Buying a franchise doesn't have to be complicated. We make it easy. And right now, some have no startup fees. You can turn your special skill into a franchise business or go full scale with all the top franchise businesses in the world. Sign up with Franchise 123 now and get your free guide to franchise success now. Call 800-433-0539, 800-433-0539, or text Franchise 123 to 63566. Text Franchise 123 to 63566.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, and proud to be on Sirius XM 211 in progress, the Dan Patrick channel as well. However you're getting this show, put a coat hanger into your toaster, put it out the window, make sure it's unplugged. You can get us that way as well. Coming up in the next segment, I'll give away a brand new game. Also, I'll let you know what's new this week for all your favorite platforms. Speaking of favorite platforms, Sony this weekend announced that it's investing $1 billion with a B in Epic Games and the Metaverse. Now, it's funny because PlayStation had a relatively quiet April. No huge releases, no studio acquisitions. But it did announce this investment in Epic Games and the Metaverse, and rumors were also pointing to the fact that PlayStation testing the possibility of selling advertisements in games, and that's not something that you would expect to be met with a lot of enthusiasm from us gamers. And you might be tired about hearing about the Metaverse. You probably are tired of hearing about the Metaverse. But unfortunately, the Metaverse is here to stay. That means we get to see video game companies spend even more money investing in it. And so with this round of investments now, with the $1 billion on what Sony calls the development of new digital fan experiences, I don't know, try not to get too excited, but I mean, it makes sense. They acquired Bungie and then did PlayStation, and then they've been trying to make a lot more effort in the old live service vector. Plus, you know, Epic Games, what do you think of? You think of Fortnite. That's the closest thing games have to an actual metaverse at this point. So this news came just a couple days ago when Epic Games showcased Unreal Engine 5. They only announced that 2 years ago. Look, there's a pandemic. We understand that. So I'm not saying that's lame because that happens even before there was a pandemic. But it only took 2 years. But going forward, a lot more developers are going to be using Unreal 5, even with their own proprietary tech. Like, if you think about CD Projekt Red, they just announced that the next Witcher game would be on Unreal Engine 5. Crystal Dynamics said that the next Tomb Raider game is going to be on Unreal Engine 5. But getting back to the ads, you know, we have them on NBA shoulders. We're going to start getting them. I think the Padres will be the first team with a little ad on the shoulder. We know that soccer, that's your whole front of your kit for decades. But remember, this is something that Microsoft reportedly has had in the works for Xbox for a long time. And that was selling advertisements. And so Sony is like, well, if you do it, then we do it. And so we'll see how it goes with ad tech partners. And that will supposedly help pave the way for a lot of free-to-play developers to monetize their games more effectively. And there's just, I mean, if you think about buying a new console, if you go digital, you're probably going to go $400. And if you go shiny disc, you're going to go 500. It's sort of like when you go into a movie theater and they show 14 minutes of previews, and your 7 o'clock movie is going to start, after 7:20, because they also show commercials. And how much is a movie ticket? What are you paying, $15 to watch commercials? So I do understand that in what we used to call shareware back in the CD-ROM days, mid-90s, and shareware, here's three free levels of this game. If you like it, send me a check for $5 for the rest. That was shareware. And yeah, you could get a disc at CompUSA like I did at the time, with 1,000 games on it. I remember I got a disc with 1,000 games. I kept one Mahjong game. The other 999 were stinky. And it was some guy in a dorm room. Send me a check for $10 to my dorm to get, to get it ad-free. We get that now with games on our phone. Pay $6 for ad-free. You'll never, after every level, you have to sit through a 30-second commercial. Or some of them will say, earn more in this game by volunteering to sit through the commercial that you already had to watch. So if it's free to play, I get it. That's how they monetize it. But I will be very upset if I pay $70 for a game and then there's ads in it. I'm not talking about product placement. Remember when James Bond was not going to do his martini shaken, not stirred, but he held a Heineken, Daniel Craig held a Heineken, like, sacrilege. Did it ruin the movie for you? No. Not me. Speaking of British people, the BAFTA Games Awards happen. Of course, that's the British equivalent of the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences and Letters. But they had the 18th BAFTA Games Awards, and PlayStation Studios took home 6 titles for its work on the game called Returnal and Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart. Returnal took home the awards for Best Game, Best Audio Achievement, Best Music, and Best Performer in a Leading Role with Jane Perry as Celine. Ratchet and Clank Rift Apart managed the awards for Animation and Technical Achievement, and it was a pretty good night for PlayStation. And remember, PlayStation Plus is going to be getting, what do you want to call it, the overhaul. And so Sony has revealed those dates worldwide. We knew that Japan was going to go on June 1st. But now we hear that the other Asian markets, excluding Japan, will get a week head start and will actually be this month, May 23rd. And, I mean, it just said Asian markets. So China, Philippines, South Korea. I mean, just throw in Taiwan, throw in your favorite country. Japan, June 1st. Americas, that's right, our hemisphere, America plural, Americas, June 13th. And Europe's going to go last at June 22nd. But PlayStation said that the cloud streaming has expanded. They're going to go Bulgaria, Croatia, Czech Republic, Greece, Hungary, Malta, Poland, Cyprus, Romania, Slovakia, Slovenia. Of course, Russia is on the outs for obvious reason. And I feel bad for people who just want to play games that have nothing to do with policy or the military there. But that's just the way it works. If you've got a leader like that, he's going to ruin it for you. But so Sony also allegedly required some developers to offer a 2-hour limited trial of their games for PlayStation Plus Premium members, which is something that I think is interesting as well. And that only applies to gamers, by the way, who are charging $34 or more for their games. So if you happen to stack up on memberships ahead of this June overhaul in hopes that you'll be saving money, you're SOL, because Sony disabled membership stacking temporarily ahead of the revamp. And it's understandable that Sony wouldn't want people stacking 10 years worth of memberships at a time. But it is odd the company didn't make the announcement publicly. It quietly updated PlayStation's Plus's FAQs, frequently asked questions. So we'll keep our eye on that. Like, they don't have to tell everybody, right, that they're doing it at the time. But yeah, I mean, the metaverse to me, from what I understand, is just another place to quote unquote live. And however, it's almost like Second Life, but taken on steroids. And I just wonder whether it's staring at a screen, putting on a headset, visual headset, whatever, how many people are going to be living their lives on those things. And the question is, I don't know. And one more thing before we go, before the break, just for fun, Sonic the Hedgehog 2 is now the highest grossing video game movie in the history of the United States, and it beat the record held by Sonic the Hedgehog 1. And so far, Sonic 2 with Jim Carrey has made $149 million. Yeah. Once again, $149 million. More than the predecessor. Oh, wait, that's in the U.S. Sorry. Worldwide, $291 million. Get it right, Rick. Worldwide, $291 million. This is for a game that came out, 1991 on the Genesis? Going strength to strength. What's up, Sonic? All right. We will take a quick break. We'll come on back, and we'll give away the game and tell you what's new on the shelves. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second on the Video Game Review.
Driving, but you don't love your car payment. Open Road Lending can reduce your car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. It's easy to refinance your car payment. Just call today to get your no obligation quote and find out how much you can save. To qualify for a lower car payment, your car should be less than 10 years old, have less than 125,000 miles, and you've made at least 6 on-time payments. Call Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your rate and your payment by refinancing. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. Call today and see how much you can save. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. 800-871-9417. That's 800-871-9417. Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Do you own a timeshare? Well, face the facts. You made a mistake. You made a bad purchase. A timeshare is not an investment. It's a money pit that continues forever. If you use your timeshare, that's great. But if you don't and you want to legally get out of your contract, call my friends right now at the Timeshare Exit Hotline. They're an experienced team of lawyers who help good people like you get out of a timeshare contract that they just don't want. Don't throw away your money on maintenance fees. Use it for things you really want. We can help you end your timeshare contract and stop the money drain immediately. If you are ready to move on with your timeshare, call our team right now.
Cancel your timeshare now with a free call. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. 800-824-5131. That's 800-824-5131.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
The Video Game Review.
Rise of the Game.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you. It's 40 after. That means it's time to give away a brand new game. And all you got to do to win the game is just email me the answer to this question I'm about to give you. Rick@sportsbyline.com. Second correct answer wins the game. I always pick second because if I pick like 95th, people are like, eh, it's not going to happen. But if I say first, they go, ah, someone's beating me to it. But I've been doing this a long time, trust me. Second correct answer to Rick@sportsbyline.com. The game is for the PC called Warhammer 40,000 Chaos Gate Demon Hunters. And here's the summary. Quote, lead humanity's greatest weapon, the Grey Knights, against the corrupting forces of chaos in Warhammer 40,000 Chaos Gate Demon Hunters, a brutal and fast-paced turn-based strategy RPG developed by Complex Games and published by Frontier Foundry. And this is brand new for the public, actually, on the 5th. So this isn't even out yet. So make sure to latch on. My question is Warhammer 40,000... is that a franchise, or is this a standalone game? Just let me know that. Is Warhammer 40,000 a franchise with lots of different games under different titles? Or is this the one and only Warhammer 40,000 Chaos Gate Demon Hunters, Complex Games, and Frontier Foundry? Send your answers, Rick@sportsbyline.com. I got another email today as a Amazon Prime member, which you probably are as well. I think it's up to $15 a month now. But for Prime Gaming, and if you are a member, you get Prime Gaming. And I have not partook, not tried it out yet. But the free games that are out in May, and they just started, Dead Space 2, The Curse of Monkey Island. Now, this is all PC, Out of Line, Mail Mole Plus Express Deliveries, Cat Quest, and Shattered, Tale of the Forgotten King. Now, of course, Dead Space kind of sticks out. That was an EA game. That was, space horror, and I'm a big space horror fan, as I loved Aliens, and Curse of Monkey Island, of course, was also pretty iconic back in the day. By the way, there's going to be a remake of Dead Space coming out next year, and this year there's supposed to be a brand new Monkey Island. But the Curse of Monkey Island, if you think about all the Monkey Island games, that as a franchise was one of the favorites. It's got a great art style. It's very, very funny. And if you ever have played Monkey Island 2 Special Edition, LeChuck's Revenge, that was one of the Prime Gaming free games for April. So you still have a couple of days to claim that one as well. But Amazon Prime subscribers also are able to snap up freebies and a ton other free games in May, including bonuses for Overwatch, Lost Ark, Fall Guys, Grand Theft Auto Online, Rainbow Six Siege, Apex Legends, Dead by Daylight. But also games to stream on Luna Prime Gaming channel. So Maze, Amazon, Luna, Ghost Runner, Ride 4, Monster Truck Championship, Metal Slag, they'll replace the game's Mortal Shell Enhanced Edition, Amnesia Rebirth, Trax, Toy Box Edition, and King of Fighters 98. Now, all these games I've just named, therein lie the problem with this Surface. This service, Surface Computer, this service is offering you games at a price that you've already played, or that if you felt like playing them, you could just go pick it up. You know, to me, this would be good for two types of people, and maybe they're the same person. A, someone who's never played these games before and never heard of them, too. That helps. Never heard these games before. And also, this is their only way to play video games. You know, when you go, you go to the hardcore gamer, it's like, yeah, we played that before. Well, would you like to? I think most people don't even want to play a lot of these games for free. I mean, seriously, when you think about it, hey, you want to play some Dead Space 2? It's like, no, I finished that, you know, 10 years ago. Yeah, but you can pay for it now. I can what? But as I said, they're trying to give you little bonuses as well. Like League of Legends has a Prime Gaming capsule. PUBG has a premium supply pack. There's a Dawn Bundle and Fall Guys. FIFA 22, you get a gaming pack. There are little things here and there to give you an incentive. But to me, it's never anything where it's like going to overwhelm you. Now, Battlefield 2042, it gives you the Bleed Purple bundle. You know, is that enough for you? Falk Bleed Purple skin, that's your character. An M44 King weapon skin. So that's just a skin for your big six shooter. And then your MP28 Hidden Danger skin. It's a little bit of camo. And this is the other thing, too, about if you're one of those people who forks out for skins, and I understand it, it's a cosmetic and it's fun, but you never see yourself during the game. Maybe your hands, or maybe in a kill cam, and then you're dead or you're flopping dead. So what does it matter? And you think, well, Rick, if I'm like, look like, you know, I have a skull and I have, you know, like, I'm scaring other people. You are? Okay. That's fine if you think that's what it is. But remember, Netflix is trying to get in this as well, because Netflix is the, you know, they announced that they lost 700,000 subscribers. And that's mostly because they pulled out of Russia. You know, it's funny when they announced they lost 700,000 subscribers. Everybody's like, oh, you know, pandemic's kind of over. And everybody says that they're done watching Netflix. No, they pulled out of Russia like a lot of companies have. And why would they do that? Have you heard of Ukraine? And plus, Netflix has increased their prices. And I'm sure there are some people who, you know, are out. I remember I had an MMA fighter in studio, I won't name who he is, because you probably know him if you're into the sport. And right before we were going to go on the air, I had this little auto-tune song introducing my segment, and he said, that's really cool, how'd you do that? I go, it was an app. He's like, how much is the app? I said, it was 99 cents. He's like, oh my gosh, hell no, I'll never do that. I was like, what? He's like, the phone company already gets enough of my money. I'm like, well, it doesn't really go to your cell provider, but some people draw the line. There's no doubt. But, I mean, Netflix announced this at E3 2019, and so then they purchased three studios. They got Boss Fight Entertainment, they bought Next Games, and they bought Night School Studio. And so you can see a lot of mobile games on the platform. You can see Stranger Things 1984. You can see Domino's Cafe. You know, And Netflix is betting on the casual gamer to increase their subscriber base and enter the fray of the gaming world. And, you know, it's we'll see how that goes down. But, you know, most of these is what they call, and it's not really a pejorative, but it is, they're called time wasters. You know, what are you doing? Like, you know, they announce, are you smarter than a fifth grader? It was announced this weekend that that's getting its own video game. And this is going to come from THQ Nordic. It's going to be on the Switch, the 4, the 5, the 1, the XDS, and the PC. Massive mini team and publishing by Handy Games. Those are under the THQ Nordic umbrella. And by the way, that is under the umbrella of MGM. So... is that not a time waster for you? And by the way, speaking of Kiev, the ghost of Kiev is a myth, and the Ukrainian officials over the weekend finally admitted it. You know, there were a lot of outlets saying that he actually was killed in battle. He was a 29-year-old father and a superhero legend, and he took out 40 MiGs, but he was finally shot down. And no, he was never there. And the country's Air Force Command in Ukraine said, "Hero of Ukraine, Stepan Tarabalka is not Ghost of Kiev, and he did not shoot down 40 planes." But they said the Ghost of Kiev is alive and embodies the collective spirit of the highly qualified pilots of the Tactical Aviation Brigade who are successfully defending Kiev and the region. All right. Although the T-shirts, the Ghost of Kiev, those are selling like hotcakes. I'm not going to act like they ain't when they is. Girl. All right, let's take a look at what's new this week. It's a new month. Lumote, the Masternote. This is a platform puzzle game from Stadia. Dungeon Defenders. This is a PS4. Dungeon Defenders Awakened. My bad. PS4 Action RPG Strategy Tower. Loot River. Action RPG roguelike for the PC and the Xbox One. Wildcat Gun Machine. Not Machine Gun. Wildcat Gun Machine. It's a dungeon crawler. It's also in the category of Bullet Hell. I kind of like that category. Best Month Ever. This is an adventure game for PS4, PS5, Switch, Xbox, and Xbox One. Now I have to delve in to see what this is about. Buckle up for the best month ever, a point-and-click road trip narrative set during America's crazy 1960s. All right, whatever. no offense. Riff Tracks, the game, comedy party game, PC, PS4, Switch, Xbox One. Trek to Yomi, action-adventure. This is very much samurai-looking. PC, PS4, PS5, Xbox, Xbox One. I mentioned Warhammer 40,000, Chaos Gate Demon Hunters. That was a game I gave away. And one more new one this week called Crowns and Pawns. This is a PC adventure, point and click, not unlike the classic game, which I have given the nickname Chess. We will take a quick break and we will come on back with the cheat code. I'm Rick Tittle. We'll see you in a second.
Here's a simple solution for you. If you have back pain, knee pain, or any other pain in your body, it's as simple as drinking a glass of water every day. Your body is over 60% water, and drinking the best water you can get is crucial for your health. Echo Antioxidant Water, developed by Synergy Science, is the best water you can drink, and it's only available through this special radio offer. Over 1,000 research studies have shown that the powerful antioxidant used in Echo Antioxidant Water can reduce inflammation, improve brain function, help you sleep better, and boost gut health. With just 2 glasses a day, you can experience these benefits right from the comfort of your home. Some people have even replaced their morning coffee jolt with Echo Antioxidant Water. Call now and learn which Echo product by Synergy Science is right for you. We offer free shipping and a full 30-day money-back guarantee. Change your health by simply changing your water.
800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. 800-944-1789. That's 800-944-1789.
If you're taking a calcium supplement, it's probably not doing what you think it is. That's because you still lose bone density with traditional calcium supplements. That's where calcium from algae comes in. AlgaeCal Plus doesn't just stop bone loss. It's the only supplement ever shown to increase bone density in clinical studies. That's right. AlgaeCal Plus increases bone density, even if you're in your 80s. That's because your bones need more than just calcium and vitamin D to stay strong. There are actually 13 minerals and 3 vitamins needed to build healthy new bone, and AlgaeCal Plus contains all of them, and it's proudly made in the USA. Your calcium doesn't increase bone density. AlgaeCal Plus does. Talk to one of our bone health consultants today and see how AlgaeCal Plus can start increasing your bone density. Call now.
800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. 800-437-8217. That's 800-437-8217.
Have you written a book? You can become a published author with Dorrance Publishing, the nation's oldest publishing services company. Countless authors have trusted Dorrance for nearly 100 years to bring their book to the market. Our professional team will edit your text, design your book pages, and create an appealing, eye-catching custom cover. Plus, our authors benefit from a custom book promotion marketing campaign that makes your book available where people buy books, like Amazon and brick-and-mortar bookstores. So make this free call right now to claim your free author's guide to publishing. Don't wait another day. Take one step closer to realizing your dream of becoming a published author and seeing your name in print. You've already written a book, so the next thing to do is make this free call right now to Dorrance Publishing and get your free guide to publishing. Call right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. And Rick Tittle with you. This is the way we close out our show in our customary fashion, by giving away a cheat code, or just telling you a cheat code, I guess is a better way of putting it, for a an older game. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com, as always. And I have a request here from Carrie, and a C-A-R-Y. Maybe a guy, maybe a girl. It doesn't matter. Carrie says, Rick, how do I make Lara Croft blow up? Now, I actually know what this is, and I'm surprised. You can do this trick, but it doesn't work on the original Genesis game. It works on the Lara Croft game on the original PlayStation. And technically, if you have it on the Saturn, it works on that one too. For those of you still rocking the Saturn. But, and I don't know why you would want it, but when you're in the game, if you sidestep left, then right, then left, then hold walk and step forward, then step backwards. Then if you turn Lara around 3 times in any directions and jump forward, you'll blow up. And if you didn't get that, just email me, rick@sportsbyline.com. And I never really understand, and I never really understood that cheat, because you kill yourself. But I guess it's just funny to blow yourself up. Anyway, thanks for the email, rick@sportsbyline.com. And we will see you next week. We'll do it again right here on the Video Game Review.